What's good, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Welcome to episode 318 of the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast. Today, the long-awaited follow-up to the original last year, man. Listen, we are talking Hip Hop Hall of Fame second ballot, all right? We caught a lot of heat for people that say we left motherfuckers off last time. Okay, now we're going to try to get it right. It's the second ballot, Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Looking forward to getting into this debate with my guys. Also, this episode is brought to you by Patreon. Go to patreon.com/realville. Check out all of the exclusive content that we have popping on there right now. We got album reviews, several of the hottest joints that came out this year. We are reviewing them. We even jumped back in a time machine and reviewed the Blueprint 1 all over again. All right, does it still hold up? Is it still a classic? Okay, obviously, yes, it does, but you still need to listen to hear us talk about it because that was fun as fuck. All right, also, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Go to realvillemedia.com, check out all the podcasts on the network.
All the podcasts on the network consist of the full sport press podcast. We got J-Ho, we got Big Jeff, and we got How Weezy. This past week, they took in the college football fantasy teams. I submitted my Miami Hurricanes, and plenty other people from Realville Media submitted theirs. Y'all check out that dope episode. Also, Fresher Than Your Average Pod, the latest issue about Nipsey Hussle and the Puma collab. Y'all check that out. Also, go check out all the YouTube videos and everything else associated with realvillemedia.com. We appreciate you.
What it do, what the business is.
It is another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Animal_Brown if you're looking for me on social.
I am Spike Lou on those same social sites.
Producer M Extra, what's goody?
What's going on? It's your boy M Extra, the Minister of Culture is in the building. MXTRA, the number 3 on all things social media.
Mr. Mock is live in effect. Yes. Minister of Culture.
Yes, indeed.
What you have on deck for the weekend, bro?
Man, I listened to a top 5 podcast moment easily.
In the life of podcasting?
This year.
Okay.
T.I.'s Expeditiously. Mm. He had Killer Mike on there, 2 of my favorite people, period. And they were telling the story about Sunday service, and he said he went to go see Kanye and commenced to getting a con ran on him and told the story as only T.I. could have. It was fantastic.
Hilarious. I need to check it out. It
was yes, hilarious. Absolutely. Hilarious. Go check that out.
Shout out to the King.
All right.
King, homie.
Man, I finished that Rick Ross book in record time, thanks to no internet and cable.
Mm-hmm. Damn, it was 2 weeks without internet and cable?
Not 2 weeks. Nice try.
You sue somebody for that.
I'm back now.
You got to be able to sue somebody.
I got to give me a credit on my bill for sure.
Facts.
Now they just get cut. Fuck that. But no, the Rick Ross book was dope. I recommend it if you're into his music. Check it out. And I also felt like I was getting sick this weekend. That's why I ain't go no motherfucking well.
Oh, is that why?
Like the sun, tough. Because other than that, I'd be on the town. You feel me?
On the town.
Yeah, on the town. Tell us you don't go out.
Right. Show how old you are. I'm on the town.
I'm on the town. This weekend, I'm on the town.
Young whippersnapper.
Oh, shit. But now, other than that, I was low key, though. What'd you have on deck?
It was a low key weekend. Catching up on some work. I always got things going on. Saturday was all work. Sunday, shout out to Carr and Breon. Thanks for the invite for the Falcons brunch / game party.
Damn, so Carr and Yvonne. Breon. We like brunch?
Breon.
Breon?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out. Those are my Westlake folks. Shout out to them. Shout out to the whole South Fulton and Westlake.
So yes, you are a Falcons fan.
They are Falcons fans.
I didn't hear anything about the Eagles.
I'm an Eagles fan. Gotcha. And everyone who was there could tell you that when they had the Falcons on the main TV, I was concentrating on the other TV watching the Eagles
see
game.
Them lose.
Yeah, they lost.
But your other team won. Or did both of them lose? I'm confused.
I have one team, sir.
The Falcons.
The Eagles.
Gotcha.
Only one confuses you.
Understood.
Only one confuses you.
Trying to clear it up for the fans out here.
No one's confused other than you and your hairline.
My what?
Hairline.
Hairline. That's funny.
Shout out to those wigs, though. I'm ordering the wave wig.
You need that for your birthday.
The what?
The little wave wig.
The $2,000 man weave.
I need that.
He need that for his birthday.
You won't be able to tell me shit. I walk in here with waves.
You been wanting the hairline since you were 16, bro.
Man.
You just stepped all on my joke to rub your waves. This nigga been wanting the hairline since he was 16 years old.
Chris?
Yes. And you up there rubbing your head.
When did you start going bald?
Huh? 16. Nigga, I just answered you. Yes.
I had braids in college.
No, you didn't.
Is that
those,
why you stopped?
Those weren't braids.
Wait, hold on. That's why
that's when he started going bald.
Wait, that's why you stopped eating meat, because of the steroids.
Absolutely not.
That's funny. He had the worst hang time in the history
Stop,
of braids.
I had promise HG.
You. Do you remember how Ben Wallace hair looked?
Oh.
Worse.
It was like that.
I had HT down to the shoulders.
Oh, and they're full of shit.
Hey, man, somebody else full of shit. Speaking of.
Get off that air quick.
We're going to get to this hip-hop shit, man, because we got a lot of shit to talk about. Let's take it straight to court in New York. Tekashi 6ix9ine, his first week in court did not disappoint. Transcripts were put online, and not only was Tekashi telling on his former 9 Trey Blood affiliates, but he also name-dropped Jim Jones, Cardi B, Trippie Redd, some of them as being members of the gang as well. There was even a wiretap of Jim Jones saying, and I quote, "Tekashi needs to be violated," end quote, following his last Breakfast Club interview when he started to distance himself from Treyway. Do you see any repercussions for the artist that Tekashi name dropped?
Absolutely not. Man, the Attorney General for District 9 could care less about Jim Jones, Trippy, whoever, and they didn't say Cardi's name as people thought they did originally. But if you look in the transcripts, Cardi's name is not in there.
It was an implication.
Yeah, it was an implication. Oh, gotcha. So if it had been Cardi, then maybe we'd have a different answer. But I promise you, the district attorney could care less about Jim Jones, who just had a house foreclosed last weekend, and Trippy Redd, who
wait.
I mean. Those are, to put it lightly, those aren't big fish. That's why I threw in the house closure. Like, the only reason that Tekashi is getting this much because the district attorney is based off the publicity of the cases that he turns and the people that he convicts, he's going to keep his job. Right. With that being said, I don't see anything coming from a mentioning Jim Jones and those guys on the stand, no.
I thought the wiretaps were a bad look for Jim Jones.
That was for somebody else that was already in the game.
But what I'm saying, but still, you don't want to be. Look, listen, Jim Jones got a lot going on right now.
True.
Just lost a big boy $1 million crib.
What? Sold, he lost the house?
Yes. It sold for $100.
I don't know if that was true. Did you see the site? The source for that was kind of sketchy.
It was the same source that said he lost his home.
Okay, fair enough.
So whether that's true or not, Jim Jones is going through some shit. He called Jim Jones a retired rapper and said he was a member of the Blood. So that, and to be honest, if you listen to his music, we already kind of knew all that, you know what I'm saying, if you're paying attention. But I don't think there'll necessarily be any repercussions for them. I think it'll be more repercussions for Tekashi, if anybody.
Nothing
because they saying he's going to get out fairly soon. We'll know, you know, I say within the next month, we'll know what his sentence is going to look like. And they're saying he's going to get out fairly soon with time served. And I don't know if he's going to go because he's already took the dye out of his hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He still has the face tattoos and stuff. But they said he was real comfortable up in court. And I was listening to a lawyer that was on Hot 97 who was there present. And you know how they have the people sitting on each side of the courtroom depending on who it is that they're for.
Right.
They said one side of the courtroom, it's all red everything. And then the other side of the courtroom where there would be people for Tekashi, it's nobody. So that lets you know what he'll be walking out into when he leaves and he walks out into the world.
You think he's walking out into nobody?
He's walking out into a sea of red and nobody. I don't know. I'm interested to see how they're going to handle this. And I think I'm very curious to know what type of steps they'll take to protect him after this. They're protecting the hell out of him now. He takes an underground tunnel to the courtroom and all kind of shit like that. Tough. That's what they said.
Christ.
That's what they said. The same thing that they do when they take out Chapo because he's a flight risk. They think he's a risk for somebody to try to kill him. So they that's what they do, apparently, allegedly. Again, this is from a lawyer that was in the damn courtroom. I'm obviously not sitting in that shit. But I don't think Cardi and them have anything to worry about. I just think he does.
What did you think about the coverage?
Man, I thought it was interesting because let's say hypothetically speaking, if something happens to him based off some of this shit that we know now,
nothing gonna happen to him.
But what if it does, though?
At all.
But what if it does, though?
There's a 99.5% chance nothing happens to him.
I'm saying 4 years from now after this is cooled off and something happens to him.
I don't see it.
I'm just saying, how much responsibility does the media take, though?
Oh, okay. For
but name dropping the transcripts and people not actively going to search for that. People know it because it's hot on Twitter right now.
Yeah, they're dropping it because his name is big.
Yeah, that's
right.
What it is.
But
that's all it is.
I think the coverage was a little too much. People doing a lot for clicks nowadays, and I wasn't trying to see any of that because I feel like we knew all of that stuff. Even though the new names came out, all of this stuff that people were continuing to post and saying he pointing out shoddy, like, we knew that he was going to do this. Like, and people making a big deal out of this, and it's almost feel like a mockery. I do change my mind as far as him being able to make a song. He 100% going to do something after this.
Oh, I know.
Like, you did say it. I was kind of skeptical of it, but he 100% going to do it. Like, he's going to be protected. He's going to be in his little bubble, and he'll be able to put music out. Like, a couple months after he's done with all this, he'll be joking about it.
I think Top Dog, somebody from TDE tweeted this and said, what he's going to do, he's going to come out and he's going to be like, yeah, I told, so what, somebody do something. And he's going to make that same rage music, and the same teenagers and kids that was going to his shit before, raging out, they're going to do the same shit, dude. Like, they would do the same thing in his situation if they were on the stand.
Yeah, it's a generational thing, in my opinion, and against the norm type thing. Like, kids, they like bucking the trends nowadays.
For sure.
So you said an important thing when you say, yeah, I snitch, so what? You're absolutely right. That's the lane that he's going to go. Like, someone come test me. Yes, I'm protected by all of these police and all of this stuff, but someone come test me and people are going to fall into it again.
I agree. I'm like, telling you.
I'm like Monique in the video. I like to see it.
wait, you saying you like to see it based on you don't think it's going to happen?
I don't think he's going to come out and be successful at all. No.
Okay. Well, I won't say successful. I'm saying popularity, at least for the 2-3 days after the song comes out, people are going, oh, Tekashi has a new song, you're going to hear it places, people are going to be playing. Maybe. At or do you think he's going to come back? Like, it's going to be a whole big thing, at least for a week, 3 to 7 days.
I like to see it.
When he goes on Breakfast Club or Vlad, those are must-see interviews.
But see, first of all, now that's my problem, and I'm going to Dame Dash right on this. Now he's becoming a culture virtual. Like, if I'm Breakfast Club, Vlad, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I don't even think they're going to talk to you.
I don't have anything. Of course, it may get views, but there's nothing that he should be able to go up there and talk about, bro. Like, you snitching on people, rightfully so. These were gang members. But you lie. You are attributing to more people getting locked up, more people go to jail. Like, I don't want you parading around like, oh, I was the victim. Nigga, I don't care what they did to his baby mama. I don't care what they stole from him. I don't care that they kidnapped him. He signed up for that shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah, my whole thing is, I don't think we're taking into consideration, if he comes out and goes to any building with interviews, it's going to be extra security, all this stuff. You have to take all that into account.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think venues and stuff are going to want that headache, because somebody is going to be out there trying to hurt him.
That's a good point, too. But we don't know where Vlad should be at, though. Somebody like that.
He can do a Vlad. I mean, and people already don't fuck with Vlad anyway, so I guess it would fit right on brand with him. But I just, like, if I'm Breakfast Club, though, I'm not.
Maybe not them, though, for security purposes.
For security purposes, and, like, why? Why? Charlamagne say all the time, well, all three of us have to agree and it has to be conducive to the culture. I don't see what that would do for the culture. Like, he's already made a mockery of, like, everything. I came in here, I was this guy working at this grocery store, allegedly, and he's told about this whole plan that he got to get in with the Bloods. Like, he's made a mockery of every step of the way that he's taking in hip-hop. I don't think that he should have a platform once he's done with this.
And the 4 million views that video is going to get, somebody at Radio 1 or iHeart is not going to give a fuck, yeah, at Breakfast Club, and they're going to push the button on it.
And it goes to what Dame says. It's because those people are not of the culture. People of the culture realize, like, he has nothing to say.
It's money talks, though. You don't have to be of the culture for motherfuckers to be like, true. Money talks.
What do you mean money? What? He's going to be broke after this.
I'm saying he's talking about
the advertisers that would come with looking at that video.
That's what I'm
saying.
Million
views get you 2,000 YouTube dollars if that's what you're looking for.
That's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers going to do that, bro.
I mean, we'll see.
I know it's corny. It was corny from the jump, and he still did interviews. So you're not really saying nothing. We called it from the jump early.
I don't think he's going to be doing interviews like that.
Well, when he was out, he was, though.
I'm saying now. I don't think it's not happening. Man, you said they carried this man through a secret tunnel. What the hell you think they gonna do when he out? And
that's true. He need to do an interview with fucking 2020, like where real snitches and shit go. Like, gone to change your life, cry, get Barbara Walters out there and just do the whole thing. Like, I'm living in solitude. I can't even go home. Like, sell your sad story to the mainstream, bro. We don't want to hear that shit.
He's gonna be like Nicky Barnes, or he gonna do a video with his face covered and all that shit.
Man, listen, y'all gonna hear a new song from dude in 6 months.
No, I doubt it.
All right.
Yeah, you are.
Speaking of somebody you won't be hearing songs from in the near future, man, let's speak on J. Cole.
You won't be hearing songs from him.
Yes. Yeah, you're gonna hurt. This is gonna hurt you right here, dog.
No, it's not.
I hope you enjoyed that run of features that Cole has been on for the last year, because you can cancel that for the foreseeable future.
Cole World.
After being heard on Gangstar's latest single that dropped Friday, he took to Twitter to announce how honored he was to be on the track. Mm. And that, quote, "This is the last feature you'll hear from me," end quote. Now, did this feature killing spree move Cole up your list?
Yes. And I am convinced that J. Cole listened to this podcast, and I'll tell you why. Mm. I said the year coming into this year prior that he needed to do exactly what he did on this feature shit. He did it. Came out, he didn't a year. A couple weeks ago, I said Kendrick Lamar stopped rapping with niggas because he was killing everybody. Mm. J. Cole took note, and he said, you know what? I'm going to stop rapping with niggas because I'm killing everybody, too. Now, to answer your question, you asked me what my favorite feature was?
No, I was going to get to that.
Oh, what'd you ask?
So maybe you're a mind reader.
Maybe.
I said, did this this killing spree move Cole up your list?
Yeah, it moved him to two. I answered that in the beginning. Mm. It moved him right behind Kendrick.
Above who?
Whoever else is in the game.
Yeah, man.
Like, who do you conduct? Yeah, name him, and he's second.
Fuck out of here.
Name him, and he's second.
Okay, I'll give Cole this. We talked about him on his whole albums. When 2014 had no features.
Sound like some hating coming.
No, not at all. This is actually giving him props because we don't see this a lot. He did a last couple of albums, no features, and we were looking like, damn, Cole, why don't you get features? Why don't you get people to do your beats?
Right.
He said, okay, I'm not going to have people to do features on my album because that's not how I want to put my body at work out. But what I'll do is I'll hop on other people's joints, and you can hear me rap with other people, different styles, different lanes. We've got everything from Gangstar to 21 Savage, and I'm going to show you what I can do, and I'm going to flex my muscle. And he did that, and he gave the people what they wanted. Mm. Then he did the Dreamville compilation and gave the people what he wanted with diverse production. So, I think this is a good move for him. I think that he needs to go ahead and hit the lab. I think that's what this means, is that he's in the lab now working on something, whatever it is he was supposed to put out, The Fall Off or whatever it is, Kill Edward or whatever the fuck he's supposed to call it. And I am looking forward to it because he has been killing shit, and he has set himself up nicely to be highly anticipated whenever he does drop this next project, which I think will be before the end of the year.
True. Before we step on this point with the next topic, I want to say this pertaining to him quitting. J. Cole was on the cash cow list, $33 million, right? Mm. Now, there's some things going on with the list, but I say that to say, what are J. Cole's outside endeavors?
Bally?
Yeah, he did a deal with Bally. He had a deal with HBO.
Yep.
He got a deal with Puma. They just did a big deal with Puma.
I ain't know about the Puma deal, yeah. But I feel like more so than anybody else on the list, J. Cole value comes from music. More so than anybody else on the top of the list, near the top of the
list. That's fair.
Taking away the feature is going to drive that feature, the value of that feature up. So if he takes a year off from doing this, smartly so, his biggest mainstream as far as him featuring and doing albums and doing music with people adds even more value 2-3 years from now.
Yeah, because you want to miss him. You know what I'm saying? And he was on a roll. And for the last year, he just went into it like a little spurt. That's all. And yeah, I actually like that. And I wish.
He did his thing. He did his Wayne thing.
Exactly. Well, killed it.
Yeah, I don't like when people oversaturate. So I like what Cole is doing. From a fan standpoint, if this is it, of course, this is kind of disappointing. But I'm not mad at it at all, you know, because artists are different creatures, and they want to do things how they want to do things. So I can't knock Cole if, from his creative standpoint, if this is not what he wants to do, this isn't what he wants to do. So I'm not mad at it. He had a hell of a run. He's top three right now, period. There's no denying that. So Cole, he has that room. He's a superstar. He can do that.
Yeah, I think he might have moved up my list, too. Yeah, above Kendrick, especially, because Kendrick don't. He's scared to get on a song with him. This little year run scared the shit out of Kendrick Lamar.
Above Kendrick.
Scared the shit out of him. Man. When is Kendrick going to do this? Can he do this year?
What you got, iTunes or Apple Music? What you got, iTunes?
Apple Music.
Okay, do they got the control verse on that still? Because you can pull that up and remember Kendrick did to niggas.
I forgot
you
about this.
Keep referencing that.
Yeah, I'm gonna nobody keep referencing that shit no more.
I'm going to keep referencing it to somebody do something about
or
it.
Or until he puts out more music.
Or then.
You have nothing else to reference.
Gives you new material.
Yeah, you have nothing else to reference.
I mean, nobody can do anything about it. Like, he murdered niggas, and niggas still ain't recouping from that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cole solidified himself, you know, period.
He did.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
He murdered that 21 Savage, though.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah, that shit. I fuck with that one heavy.
He murdered that.
That was my favorite feature.
I like that black feature, and I like that that one, that Royce da 5'9" feature.
That the Bablo Boat.
Bablo Boat was,
that was hard. Yeah. That was super hard. Yeah, hopefully Cole, man, put something out there, man. I don't know, disappear like it.
That's he's not quitting rap.
I mean, I'm just saying though.
He's just gonna quit blessing you niggas.
He made a point to say no more features. No more features. Period.
Because he did this for the fans. So yeah, y'all wanted it. He gave it to you. Now he telling you not doing it again. Because so niggas ain't worthy to be on my shit.
Oh my
you know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
KOD, man. Mm.
So I guess that means we won't probably get any features on his upcoming project. That's probably what he's about to go back into that mode.
Yep.
That's my guess.
What about the upcoming Dreamville shit? Now, he ain't gonna be on that. JID.
He gotta be on that.
He better be on that.
Yeah. Oh, you mean his artist song? Because
we won't know who they are if not.
You know who
Oz, JID,
is.
Boss. They definitely need J. Cole features. Just keep it a buck.
I mean,
keep it a buck.
Jid, I think Jid is good. I don't think
that's fine. He still need a Cole feature, and I would be highly pissed off if I was on Dreamville and didn't get a Cole feature.
I mean, I can see,
especially with my album coming out. Yeah, I would be highly.
I mean, but a lot of
bro, you ain't doing no more features, like none for us too.
Yeah, a lot of people, but you got to understand, like, just because you knock Dreamville, but they have a lot of following, especially here in the States and overseas. So if you listen to the Earth Gang album, Cole's not on the album at all. Nobody.
I wouldn't expect him to be on that.
Yeah,
because that's
his artist
over there. Yeah, but that's over there, and I think they got their own thing that they do.
Oh, but you expect him to be with the Jid?
Yeah, because it's more traditional rap.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Cole, man. I fuck with the future.
King Cole, man.
I don't know about all that.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy.
Dreamville.
Moving on, let's talk Forbes list, like you mentioned. Forbes released their highest paid hip hop acts of 2019 list. My boy Ye came in numero uno with $150 million made this year, pre-tax. Shout out to Uncle Sam.
Pre-tax. I thought it was post-tax. I thought that was take-home.
It's absolutely pre-tax. But there are a few artists who made the list that aren't biting on the numbers that are being told. Meek Mill tweeted, and I quote, "The Forbes got our numbers all fucked up, LOL," end quote. And Cardi tweeted, quote, "Where do Forbes get their numbers from because they way off?" End quote. Nah, it was very two ambiguous tweets.
Right.
Now, for context, Meek came in at $21 million and Cardi came in at $28 million.
Right.
Do you think they made over or under that?
I'm going with over.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Criminal justice reform pay.
Well, I just think that as many, those are big ass artists, Meek Mill and Cardi.
Yep.
I don't know if you or Forbes be able to track their movements in a case of, I know every dime that they're making. I know they sure ain't telling them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that they going off guesstimates of some of the events that they know that they get paid for, some of the contracts that are out there, some of the tax write-offs or returns that they do, and they go from there. So I feel like it's a ballpark figure, and it's cooler to say, hey, that's not right, even if you're making lower than that, to make it look like I got more money than they know about. It's just a cool thing to do. I would have did the same thing if I were Meek Mill and Cardi, to be completely honest with you. I don't see a problem with it, because people have questioned the list before.
And yeah, see, but that's the thing. They've questioned it in the other direction, though. Puff and them came out and said, nah, I ain't got $900 million, so y'all don't read into that list.
If
like
you
it.
Got that much money, like, you don't want people coming to start being like, hey, bro, I know in Meek Mill case, like, you don't want people to start calling you and be like, bro, I knew you was good, but you got $20 million, I can't get 50 racks, bro, yep. I want to start this little business.
Yep.
Come on, bro, these t-shirts gonna sell. You
and know what I'm saying? He don't want to sell it all.
He don't want to hear those calls. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Which is why that I'm thinking that they're saying that these numbers are more than what it is. Than
more
what it really
less.
Is. I think
less.
The numbers that they're saying are more. $21 million in 1 year, bro, that's a lot of fucking cash, dog.
Wait, so you're saying that they make more or
no,
less?
No, I'm saying Meek is saying that number is inflated and y'all about to have my phone blown the fuck up for no reason. Not saying he not getting to it, but 21 mil is it. Where are they getting these numbers from? Because they way off? What did he make, 40? Like, come on, dude.
Maybe
he made a cool 30.
Interested to see what way off 20 million is. Because that ain't a wide range. You know what I'm saying?
Way off? Like, come on now. Like, when that championships come out, niggas not buying CDs like that no more, dude.
But
like,
we know people ain't getting paid off
music
like that.
If you got
no
my
more,
number
right?
10 million off, you way off.
You know, we talking about millions, I guess you could say.
You goddamn right. If I'm making,
I guess you could say
I'm
that.
Making 35 yeah, million, you tell me I'm making 25 million.
If I make 30 million, a nigga said I made 20, you way the fuck off. Bro.
Yeah.
I got 30 goddamn million, nigga. Yeah. I ain't telling you which way you off, but you way off, my nigga. Because $10 million is a lot of money.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So I it makes sense.
Now, just to give a rundown of the list real quick, number two was Hov at 81 million. It's a decent little gap right there.
Who was number one?
Kanye.
And how much?
150.
Nah.
Shout out to them Yeezys, though.
Yeah.
Drake, 75 million. That's number three. Diddy at 70 million. Travis Scott at 58 million.
My free agent. We'll keep getting paid.
That's crazy. J. Cole, he made the list at 11, 31 million. Childish Gambino, his first time on the list, made 35 million. He was number 10.
Jesus.
Migos, number nine at $36 million made this year.
Are they splitting that?
I have no fucking clue.
So you're saying that you don't think that they made 36 billion?
Bro, that's a lot of money. You know how much money that is?
Yeah, they
you know
they
how
it.
Hot they were,
what?
Though? Do y'all you realize how hot they were, right?
Somebody got to break it down.
They made it.
A lot of tour dates. A whole lot of tour dates.
Tour bringing in a lot of money, for sure.
A lot of Culture 3 merch.
Nah, ain't nobody buying that shit, bro.
You sure?
Yes. And it's Culture 2. Right. Nobody's buying it.
Culture 2, whatever.
What you asked about J. Cole endorsements. What are Migos endorsing? Finish Line?
Migos ever. They got a Mountain Dew
they
don't endorsement.
Know. Madden and shit.
Yeah.
Both the video games.
Yeah. That's 12 million each.
My bad. Yeah, and you got to think.
Solo
if
Island.
I'm Migos and Mountain Dew, Pepsi, 2K, y'all coming? Oh,
you tax
them.
Tick
it up. Yeah.
Because it's three of us.
Tax them. Yeah, y'all got to pay for all three of us, yeah. And I know y'all got the money. Come on with that.
Shout out to Pitbull, man. See, Pitbull is a perfect artist that y'all can say you don't know nothing about. This man is raking it in every year.
Yeah, no, he's on this list.
He got a very wide fan base.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
18 million for Pitbull, number 20 million. On the list.
Living.
Wiz, 18.5.
Anybody thought was interesting that Birdman was on here, but Lil Wayne is not?
Nope.
Nah, Birdman got three projects this year. Yeah.
Do we?
He got the Dolo, the one with Juvie, and I think he got a Hot Boys with
the one with Juvie.
I swear to God, him and Juvie got a project.
Yeah, I know they got the Just Another Gangster project that went double.
He's been on Universal long enough where they're paying him just to turn off.
Yeah, I was about to say he's not making that money off the.
All he's doing is turning the music in, don't he? Get a check. You give me three albums this year per Universal, and you getting this check for $10 million. Oh, okay, just three? I got these old Wayne tracks, these old Juvie tracks. Here you go. You getting over on Universal again. Baby, the ultimate scammer, dude.
I think something going to happen in the near future that's going to disprove a lot of these numbers, and this list is going to be null and void.
Like what?
I don't know. Something's going to leak.
No, you hope something.
Your bank account?
Something is going to come out that's going to be like, bro, this shit is way the fuck off.
People
going
to look to this every year. Just
somebody
like
tax
now.
Account? Somebody taxes?
Something. I don't know. Like somebody had to go to court for something, and it's going to be revealed how much bread they got, like Tekashi.
I think I was listening to...
there's no bread now.
I don't believe that. I was listening to the Black Keys on Joe Rogan. They're a rock group, and they were talking about the streaming wars and how much money it was in the music business. And I think that this is attributed to that. Like, there is a lot of money out here that the casual fan, even the adamant fan like us, doesn't know about.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they
the
showing up to places. Yeah, the stream money is crazy.
No, I mean, the different avenue streams of money.
Of income, yeah.
The
stream
income
numbers
is crazy.
And even what the labels are going to get them to secure them streams, because they making a lot more money than the artists are. But in turn, they're giving the artists some more money in other areas to be able to get all of their streaming money. At least that's what they said per the Black Keys. So
I believe it.
Yeah,
so a lot of money to be made. I believe it.
Yeah, but these numbers, man.
Well, numbers are high.
Real quick though, did you hear that when Tekashi? First of all, the transcripts. I gotta get back to that real quick. The transcripts are amazing.
You enjoyed all of
them. No, I read all.
You
of
were that. Ready.
I read every character.
Monday
of that
morning
Twitter
in the
feed.
Group chat, you were dropping these.
Absolutely, 100%. Because everybody needs to read this shit.
No, they don't.
Do they?
Yes, they do. Because it's a cautionary tale. Yeah, and
man,
people need to know what's going
we
on.
Knew the
here.
Tale before it happened.
Yeah, some did, some didn't. It's like
shout
that.
Shout out, Bobby Shmurda. And Rod,
yeah,
Rod
man,
Rebel,
ten
man.
Toes down. That's how
absolutely
real representing the culture.
He was giving like 80% of his like show money stuff to the blood.
He was wait what? So when he would go, they would collect the 80% of it. And
but that's what they were doing. They would use him pretty much as a front.
Yeah, they said which again, most people knew that. Some didn't though. But he had to pay them. Hearing somebody say, "I had to pay them every time I made 50, they got 30. I haven't heard a rapper say that ever.
That's how extortion works. He signed up for that.
I get
it. Like when the nigga was like, "If y'all come to my video, it would look cool, and I know it's gonna hit." You signed your contract right then. It don't matter what you do moving forward. We responsible for you popping, and we want our lick.
Yep. He said he bought 50 red flags for that very first video that put him on and passed them out to people, and they was in the video.
I bet he wish he was still working at the store now. sweeping up dust.
Yes, Mr. Hernandez, clean up on aisle five. Man.
Dude, that shit crazy. Yeah. All right, so
let's talk about his lame ass.
Before we get to this music break, man, my guy Jordan Lucas.
Your guy.
Yeah. I called him early in the year. Don't do that.
Called what?
I said the album's right. Gonna be fire when it eventually comes the fuck out.
Is it coming out?
Possibly. The ADHD rapper is the latest artist to give out his, quote, personal number to his followers. Joyner posted on IG, quote, I've got two phones. Fans hit me up and stay connected, end quote, followed by his phone number. Now, Lucas is the latest artist that's providing a phone number and telling people to call them. Is the trend of celebrities tweeting their phone number cool or corny?
It's beginning to be cooler because of Instagram, because of live and people being able to join your lives. Like, if you are able to have that connection to a fan, then it's going to go much longer when they're riding for you, when they're buying merch, when they're telling people about your project. And Joyner Lucas needs that grassroots fan base to tell other people about his music that may not, hey, have you heard this Joyner Lucas kid? Like, he needs all of that.
Yeah.
So for him, I don't think it's a bad move. But he's a mental health advocate. Talks Absolutely. About anxiety a lot. I don't think this is going to help his anxiety at all.
First
like
of all,
crazy random ass calling niggas you. Calling you. Like, that ain't helping your anxiety at all, bro. So
first of all, this is why it's corny. This is not his fucking number.
I wasn't even his number.
No, I don't know. We about to test it out in a second. Okay. But I doubt seriously that this nigga's finna answer the goddamn phone.
It'd be funny if you hit him. I'd be like, what up, bro?
That would be wild as fuck.
You didn't even know what to
What's
say.
What's up? You doing playing 2K shit. What you doing?
What you on, bro?
If we call this number right now, he answered the phone, that'd be the craziest shit ever. But I know that's not going to happen. The same way everybody does promo with their phone number, all due respect to Mike Jones because he started this shit.
Did he ever answer the phone, Mike Jones?
Of course not.
No, I never called
it. I never called it either, but.
You knew.
People called it. I think it's an automated.
He called. He said,
What did it say when you called him extra?
No, I didn't call Mike Jones. I was going to say, I think the best. The best use of a phone number marketing was Dreamville this year when they did that 1-8. They did. It was great.
Who answered?
You called it. Now you called in. The service came on and said, select this. If you want to hear this, select that. It was real dope.
That's kind of cool.
I think the best one was that kid that y'all, what's the kid I don't like? Logic?
Yeah.
Suicide number?
You called the suicide number?
I did not, but I think that was pretty dope.
Yeah, that was hard. That was the actual number, though, with motherfuckers on the other line. Stranger Things did something with Nike that was kind of cool
for
too.
For the people
with
that wanted
number.
To kill themselves for listening to his album.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
I'm
not.
Had to get that.
The views of Spike Lee, not necessarily those of Real Real Media and On Deck TV podcast.
So this is what we finna do because other people are doing this. Tyga did it. Tinashe did it. There's a couple of people that are doing it. Hey, call
people
me, guys.
People that you don't want to call.
Exactly.
Like, ain't nobody calling Tyga.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Tyga might have put his real number out because people
ain't nobody
ain't got no call. Friends.
Yeah, like bro, I'm hitting up Tyga.
Yeah, he's Tyga has fans. You tripping.
Fuck out of here.
Ain't nobody
he does have fans.
Ain't nobody calling him. I specifically
women might
said,
call Tyga.
No, they're not.
I'm telling you.
To talk.
I've been surprised when I said the same thing. I was in Miami. That was like, Tyga, like, listen. They would listen.
I ain't biting. Well, we finna call Joyner. I'm finna put his on speakerphone.
You finna call Joyner.
Let's see. Hey, how funny would this be if this nigga answered?
We doing a podcast, bro. You got anything?
Customer you are calling is not available.
Jeez.
Man, this nigga ain't paid his bill. Come
on,
Joyner.
You can't do that.
Come on, man.
That's what make it corny, dude.
It's corny now.
That's corny.
It at least got to go to something like voicemail or some shit, bro. Come on.
I'm hot at Joyner Lucas. Not that he ain't my boy no more. He ain't my boy no more.
That's
he put the bullshit phone number up to last for about 2 days,
that's
and then he
sauce.
Cut the shit off.
That's weak sauce.
Yeah, maybe we called it too late, man.
You got to get some minutes for that.
This is a couple of days afterwards. Maybe it'll
man,
just.
Still, though. Maybe if it's your number and I'm fucking with you, I wanted to say, hey, bro, I'm looking forward to the album, my guy. Yeah. When can we get it?
Mike Jones' number still work.
Stop.
I wouldn't know.
What was it? 281-330-204. Hit Mike Jones up on the low. Mike Jones about to blow. Ooh,
Mike Jones shook
hard.
It, though. He shook it.
That was genius. Keep it real.
It was elementary.
Oh, my God.
Mike Jones was elementary, and he made it work, though.
That's true.
That's hard. I just find it funny when you say certain things is hard and others is not. But
that was a genius. Like, he got
pause.
That shit.
No, you just said that was hard.
That was hard.
Oh, pause.
Jesus. Get us with a music break, man. Speaking of elementary.
Nothing's elementary about this legendary RIP. This is Gangstar featuring J. Cole called Family and loyalty.
Yeah, pick of the pen, write down the sins, cleanse, lay this down, play it for friends, make a few M's, then do it again. J. Cole, who'd have thought you would have been? Rhyming with ghosts, guru flows forever like a diamond and most. Could never afford the precious shoes, that's precisely why I'm blessing you. With clear cut messages, I'm destined to invest in urban sections where depression rules. I hope to heal the destitute before I leave this vestibule. Between the heavens and the seven circles where some dead homies maybe rest, I plan to resurrect a few. I press the truth against the neck of devils. Look at the youth just like a precious pebble, meant to be protected. Mentally, we let this poison of Western philosophy make us sloppy. We forgot we are the chosen. From hip hop to astronomy, they copy what we showed them. We talking slick, but only try me over modems. In person, they starstruck, they hearts flutter. I'm like the realest one you ever met. If you don't feel this one, give it a sec. Go live a little, let the years pass. Experience pain, watch the tears crash onto the floor. Hurt brings wisdom, wisdom brings a whole nother sort of understanding. Diamonds only worth what we demand it, and paying top dollar. Once upon a time, I paid $100 for mine. Now I'm a lot smarter.
Diamonds are forever like family.
Man, we are back. That was Gangstar featuring the last J. Cole feature ever in the history of life.
Whole world.
How'd you feel about it?
I'm sad that he wasted that feature with those guys.
Oh my God. Those guys. Yeah. Those guys?
Yeah. Like, that ain't like if J. Cole tells me that he's not doing features for a couple years and he does it with Gangstar. Like, bro, I'm not here for that.
So you're not familiar with Gangstar?
I'm very familiar.
You said
with
those
him.
Guys, like, they're not legends.
Well, I said those guys. As in, Guru, I don't want to hear J. Cole's last feature with those guys.
With the legend.
Yeah, with those guys.
R.I.P. the Guru.
Shout out Gangstar. Shout out Guru, man. They're usually, I mean, they're pretty good, legendary group. I didn't like the song. It was too
New
Yorkish for me.
Oh, too New Yorkish. I get it.
The song was cool. He did his thing, but yeah, it's on the bottom. It's toward the bottom of the feature list of Cole joints that we've heard in the last 365 days.
If he gonna do a feature with some niggas like this, I would have rather it been Griselda.
No.
hell no.
Anytime
I want to see that work.
Anytime you can link up with DJ Premier is magic, and I'm glad Cole finally got on the Premier track.
Cole
DJ
World.
Premier is a legend, and I was happy to hear it.
And anytime you can play a damn J. Cole song, you jump on board and try to do that shit.
No, it's a bad song. Really, it's a bad Cole song, so I don't like.
We really need to do a accounting and see if they paid you payola.
Jesus. I don't need a payola. I studied the greatest. I'm the greatest right now.
We need to run an audit. We need to hire a firm and run an audit on that.
Speaking of facts, man. DJ Premier, man, Cole.
Speaking of facts,
can't go wrong with that.
We about to get to this Hall of Fame. Now, we did a first ballot Hall of Fame episode this time last year, right? And we inducted seven individuals. Now, how do we break those seven down? We had, y'all ready for this?
Let's go.
Four artists solo. Then we had one group, one producer, and one influencer slash executive.
Right.
Now, the four artists that we inducted, Jay-Z, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and Lil Wayne. The first ballot Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
Pretty solid list right there.
Absolutely.
What?
The group that we inducted was Outkast.
No Biggie or Pac. This is blasphemy.
They made it posthumously without a ballot.
Yes,
sir.
This is actually called the Biggie and Pac Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
If you listen to the On Deck TV podcast, which you're a part of, you know
that. Absolutely.
That was before my tenure.
Now, after the group being Outkast, we had the one producer was Dr. Dre. Then we had the executive slash influencer was Puff. This is a rock solid, bulletproof first ballot list.
Don't get no more right than that.
Absolutely not. Now, to show homage to those that were honorable mentioned, second ballot. Y'all know how it goes down. Y'all follow sports and shit. Y'all know how this shit go down. You can't put everybody in one goddamn
anniversary
ballot
every year.
Absolutely. So around this time, you're going to get this. Now, second ballot. We're doing the same thing. Four solos, one group, one producer, one influencer slash executive. Who was an absolute lock? There's no way they're not going to be on this second ballot for you.
Wu-Tang.
Mm.
And that's based off even my Southern bias, not being the biggest Wu-Tang fan, but the documentary came out this year.
Yeah.
The series is on Hulu as we speak.
Yep.
And I was able to learn a lot more about the history and the group in itself without the music to shade my judgment. Because I'm not the biggest boom bop New York old school rap fan, as people that listen to this show know.
Yep.
But like I said, after I looked at the documentary, seeing how those guys grew up together, the bond that they had, the way that they were able to sit there and tell the story 20 some odd years later, talk through their transgressions, trials, and tribulations, I feel like that was dope. And that made me understand why people like them so much.
Yeah,
so,
man. 25 years later, you could argue that Wu W is probably one of the most recognizable music logos.
Top three.
Easy
top three.
So their influence even now today is crazy. We don't have – what other hip-hop artists or group are they making TV shows about right now? They're the wave right now. They even had the album go for $2 million, $3 million, however much it costs. You know what I'm saying? Like, other artists and groups aren't doing that. I don't like listen to Wu-Tang either. I respect them. We've always said that on this show. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the people that have been listening since day one. Yes. Y'all know this. We clown and joke, call them some slob, but we always put it in the context of we have always respected the movement.
Right.
We just never rock with the music.
Right.
This is evident of that. They're clearly the block for the group in the second ballot Hall of Fame. Like, it's not that's also a lock for me too.
Yes.
So we definitely on the same page as that.
Without listening to the music,
I mean, I've heard it. Damn. I just didn't like it.
I've heard because y'all come full circle with this Wu-Tang thing. I like to see it. It's actually,
I've heard 36 Chambers.
I've heard Into the Wu.
I like Cream. Into the Wu was trash.
Yeah, I ain't like it either.
I went back, listened to Protect Your Neck again. I like that more than I used to. Sure. But, you know.
Yeah, it's not in rotation.
Nah.
It gets no play in the Jeep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now.
You have a coupe.
But my lock. It don't get no play in that shit either.
That's funny.
My lock. I had to go solo artist. And we talked about this. We caught a lot of heat for this on the last episode. Why wasn't he on the first ballot?
Yeah.
And we had very good reasons why he wasn't. So I don't know why people was tripping.
Mainly because he's overrated. But go ahead.
But there's no way on God's green earth that he wouldn't be on the second ballot. And that's Nas.
Yes.
Nasir, Nasty Nas, Nostradamus, whatever you want to call him. We all know his resume. There's no need to go through the discography. My favorite album, just for shits and giggles, is I Am. We also like Nostradamus, which a lot of people don't for some reason. Lost Tapes is fire. He's got a 5-mic album. He's got a universally acclaimed classic debut album.
19 years old when he did it.
Absolutely. So we all know that Nas is a dope-ass rapper. There's no question about that. And not to mention what he's doing outside of the booth right now. Business acumen is on 10. So Nas is influential. The whole nine, there's no need for me to go down the resume no more. He's obviously a lock for second ballot Hall of Fame.
Definitely should be on first. Y'all are tripping.
Absolutely not.
Yes. Y'all put Snoop before Nas. That's laughable. Yes.
Snoop is the most recognizable rapper of
Snoop and
all time.
If Snoop and Nas walked in a room, who would more people know?
So I'm confused about his criteria. Okay. So break down the criteria.
Go back and listen to
that. Is it by popularity?
Thank you. It's a combination of everything.
It's just like the Football Hall of Fame, right? So you have some receivers, like, for instance, Terrell Owens is better than some receivers in the Hall of Fame, is he not?
But due to
circumstances, he didn't make it the first ballot that he went. I'm just giving you an example.
That wasn't a good example.
I mean, hey, that's it. It's an example, though. Anyway, with Nas, here's the thing.
First ballot for sure.
Rakim and Nas were two people with credit to changing the flows of rap.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. No doubt.
When you go ask New York people, hey, why do y'all like Nas so much? It's because of that. Like, people started the imagery and using those things. That was Nas.
Yeah, of course.
So as much as I joke here about Nasty Nas, I do 1,000,000% pay homage, give him the respect that he's due. My favorite Nas album is I Am as well.
Yes,
my favorite Nas song is Project Windows with Ronald Isley.
Fire.
Dope story behind that. They were going to sample it, and Ronald Isley didn't know what a sample was, nor did he want Nas using his voice, but he heard the song and he came around on it and actually sent him real vocals, which was fire.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite Nas song in my Nas story.
Yeah, two locks for sure. Wu-Tang, Nas. I think there's one more lock on here, though. I think the influencer executive was a lock because we mentioned this person on the first ballot episode because they almost made it in over Puff.
Was it the yoga book that did it?
Yeah, I think the yoga book is what put him over the top.
Gotcha.
Russell Simmons, again, the reason that we did not have him on his first ballot is because he did a lot of his work pre our timeline that we've referenced on this show probably 400 times.
But M Extra still doesn't understand.
Absolutely. 93 and up.
That's not how it works.
Doggy style is up is where our timeline begins.
Doggy styling up.
Yes.
That's it.
There would be no doggy style if it wasn't for Russell Simmons. But go ahead.
This is true. We're not nobody's debating that.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Russell Simmons absolutely needs to be in the second ballot Hall of Fame. Def Jam, legendary rap label. Even to this day, they still have that cachet behind the name. We know the number of artists and superstars that were made at Def Jam. So there's no question Russell Simmons is responsible for the careers of a lot of household names. I don't know what he got going on now. He in Bali. He doing yoga. Who knows what the fuck he got going on. But shout out to Russell Simmons. He's obviously a lock influencer slash executive. There's no question. Second ballot Hall of Fame. Anything lesser than this, man, would be uncivilized.
Lesser?
Yes.
That's not a word, but.
Lesser is not a word?
No.
That's funny as shit.
What else we got, man?
All right, so. Moving on from the locks and on to well-respected MCs that should be on this list for second ballot as well.
Okay.
First person that popped in my head, 1,000,000% adding my Southern bias to this, is Scarface.
Yes. He deserves it completely.
Scarface is he's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
That's
he's
true.
Still from Jeezy. He's always commended by Hov and Nas and all the likes of the top as to this is the nigga right here that got bars. And Scarface is a very unique case because he's not as popular amongst, you know, mainstream rappers.
Yeah.
Everybody.
He never crossed over.
Everybody within rap knows him, though. He does have a 5-mic album in the fix. My favorite Scarface album is The Diary.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
My Homies ranks up there, too. But I just think that you can't continue to move. Like, as far as a Southern MC standing alone, I feel like he would have to be the first one in.
Yeah, no, I can. And listen, I respect and accept that. I wasn't the biggest Scarface fan growing up, but how influential he was in a group and then how he maintained that through the solo tip. Not everybody has the fortune to pull that off. The fix was fucking fire.
It was. I listened to that last week.
Fire holds up to this day.
One of my favorite albums.
Nas. Oh, my God.
Scarface easily can out-rap whoever it is that you put him up next to. Now,
still today.
Yeah, no, he still got it. I'm not tripping.
Deeply Rooted was banging.
Relax.
You hated on that.
Relax.
Deeply Rooted made my top 10, let's say you. It may have been number one. Nah, that was my favorite album the year it came out.
Made wasn't better than Deeply Rooted.
That made shit was good. Yeah. But Deeply Rooted didn't come out the same year as Made.
No, I'm saying, bro. I just never heard anybody give.
Oh, me neither. You never heard? That Deeply Rooted, go back and listen to it.
No.
I have to go back.
No.
I remember on Made, he did that song about the suicide. That's,
oh, my
man.
God.
That song touched me. I was
man,
like, man.
Listen. He was playing when he said, man.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to that in the car.
Yeah, nah. Scarface.
God, that's it.
I never really got into to Ghetto Boys and Scarface. Like, Ghetto Boys is a little before my time, though.
You know the suicide song you talking about?
I don't. I've heard that album, but I don't. It's not in my head, though.
Man, listen to that tonight, everybody. That's probably one
it's
of
on
the
Made?
Best.
Yeah, it's on Made.
Yeah, that's probably top 5 hip-hop stories.
Nah, see, now you done put the BP gas on.
I'm just telling
you,
bro.
I'm
just telling you.
Just let it say it was banging, and then let me go hear it for myself.
You was playing when you was saying you was ready. I'm knowing you ain't mean it when you told me you was tired of life and just wanted to leave it. You was drinking, so I ain't really paying no attention. Took you back to your crib and dropped you off with the intentions of getting with this Asian bitch. I've been off in business, something exquisite. Had to spit that game, she was vicious. I'm hopping back on 610, watching the on my way out to her house, I started noticing cops. Something telling me to turn around and follow these dudes. Normally I wouldn't consider, but out of the blue, I'm busting to you. I get off where they get off at. Well familiar with these streets, just where I came up at. Roadblocks, yellow tape, crime scene, they say. What the fuck just happened? I just left this place. Get out and start walking, asking Frog, what's up? Looking at me, days like faces, all fucked up. I move a little closer, try to see who it is. Then I saw his baby mom in tears holding his kid.
How about this? How about you tell us who's next?
Next up.
People are going to know who made this pick.
This was the layup of all layups. It actually should have been a lock. While we cheating.
Seems a little premature to me, but go ahead.
My guy, and he could have put, listen, he could have fit two categories on here. You want to do artist or you want to do producer? He could have been on either side of the coin.
I should have put him in the other one.
But we're going to put him in artist. My boy Kanye fucking West. Easy. One of the most influential artists across any genre of music. Period. How many classics you want from him? 3? 4? Easily, we know what this producer game is looking like. Kanye's still making waves to this day.
Is he?
He's carving out a nice 15-year career waves for himself. Yes, he's going to have all of y'all listening to gospel music this weekend.
He's not going
to
have me listening to shit.
He's got people in Sunday service.
You just said you weren't checking for it, though.
Yeah, I'm not speaking just for me. I'm saying the world.
If you're going to use it as a point, it should be for you, too.
No, right? There's other people in the world than me. I can live outside of myself and see what people are listening
to.
You're
his biggest fan.
Now, I fuck with Ye Heavy.
Yes, we know.
So, I'm going to listen to the album.
Because of your weight.
Who?
That was funny. Not because of your weight.
That was too easy. I'm sorry.
Layup. Talk about layup.
That was cute. Yeah. No, but Kanye is easy on this list. Like, his influence is undeniable. I mean, it's just, bro, how many rappers has he influenced? How many has he touched? How many has he produced for?
I can't believe,
even produced whole albums.
I'll stop you right here.
I can't believe you let this happen.
I'll stop you right here.
He should have.
Now, I said that, well, when we were talking about this, I was trying to put the best foot forward and speak objectively, though I do not like Kanye West particularly.
You don't sound like as a person.
Right now. Exactly.
Yeah, that's
fine. Why I had to remove that from it.
Fair enough.
And if I go and I listen to College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, on up to 808s and Heartbreak, which is when I stopped listening.
No, you stopped listening after My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Okay, you're right. But if you listen to those now, like, still to this day, no rapper has came out with that body of work. And it's, like, undeniable. Regardless of how much you hate him, regardless of how you feel about what he's doing, his stances, who he married, any of that, any reason you can pick out to hate him, his rants, you still can go back and listen to College Dropout and remember how it made you feel when that came out. Like, I remember when we first heard Slow Jams and the motherfucker was on repeat, pause.
Yeah.
And, it was just different. Yeah, it was on repeat. Get it out.
You want to
get it
out?
No,
it's a slow song.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I can't knock Kanye West being in the Hall of Fame. I could say it's a bit prematurely,
it
but I don't have anybody to put in front of him, though.
Yeah.
So if
I have a few people to put in front of him, but go ahead.
Tell
him. I mean,
I was done. I really was done. Go ahead. Tell him who you got put in front of.
I mean, you could put LL Cool J ahead of him.
No. Now we just got through talking about this timeline.
All the time.
You're gonna omit the timeline again.
Oh, my bad.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
Gotta have guidelines, people.
Now, off the timeline, do you have anybody?
I do. I don't have. I can't.
Not off the top of your head, right?
Off the top of my head. But for sure, he wouldn't be on my second ballot.
I'll try
not as an artist. I can't put
did.
An artist. It's just pure rapper. I can't put a rapper who doesn't write his own rhymes in second round.
Well, you have to.
I can't do it.
That's fine, and I get that, but you have to add in how good he was as a producer. Right?
No, all of that has to come into play.
I don't think that we even seen an era where, Nick, you remember having a Kanye beat?
But
like, what that meant?
But I'm saying if y'all separate the producing lane, then we're not including it.
No, because we included Scarface, and he was in a group. We didn't include the group.
But Scarface is known as a solo
artist.
We're
just saying that there are other attributes to why Kanye West would be.
Oh, I get it.
As
but I'm saying, for me, that's a knock.
Gotcha.
You can't be an MC and people write your rhymes. That's a knock.
He ain't an MC.
That's my point. That's why he wouldn't be there.
Kanye West may be the top entertainer ever in the history of rap.
Yeah, that can be a good point.
Right.
So do an entertainment segment.
That sounds like a second ballot Hall of Fame person.
Not as an artist.
As an entertainer.
He wouldn't be there for me.
As an entertainer. Yeah. Fair.
Now we've got two slots left. What's the producer slot? Who do we end up going for? We had Dre in the first ballot. Who did we come up with for the second?
I think it's pretty obvious based off the timeline again. For real. Oh. Like, if you start with Clips and Grinding and you do Beautiful and you do all of the hits after hits and years that Pharrell had the game on lock, whether it was with Neptunes or him by himself, like, he was responsible for the sound of a couple of years.
Yeah.
And there's no debating that. So I feel like if we're going anybody behind Dre, then Pharrell would obviously be the next choice.
Man, listen. Pharrell so cold, dog. Like, even and what he does that Dre doesn't do, and this is obviously not a knock on Dre because his catalog speaks for itself, but Pharrell he'll make the beat, he'll come up with the structure, the melody, and he'll write the hook and he'll perform the hook and it'll be fire. Like, Pharrell is the total package when it comes to a producer and producing a record from A to Z. Like, I dude is so cold, and you said Clips and Grinding. You can even go back just a little bit before then when he had no name, because they did Mace, like, Why You Over There Looking At Me, and joints like that, like, before we even knew who the fuck he was.
What did they say he was saying in background on? What song was that? Did y'all see that on social media?
I don't know, but I can't.
He was saying in background on something like a long time ago, like Missy Elliott shit. But go
ahead. Yeah. Somebody from Virginia. I think you're right. Yeah.
Blackstreet?
Nah, like,
maybe.
He was saying something like, I can't stand, like, on the I Can't Stand the Rain, he may have been singing.
Okay.
I seen a meme or something about it.
For real, for sure. But we definitely got to mention Chad when you mention for real.
No, Chad, shout out to Chad for sure.
Especially for early for real. I mean, that's Chad is all over that.
Yeah.
My favorite for real, speaking of what you did, was when Pusha T told the story when my name is my name. What's the one with the barcode?
Yeah, that's it.
My name is my name. And he was telling a story about how the song Snitch came about.
Oh, yeah.
And he said it had the verses and shit, and he just couldn't come up with a hook. And he said Pharrell caught him on the way home and said, "Sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home." And he was like, "What? What the fuck are you talking about?" Mm-hmm. And he said he had to say it like 3 or 4 times before he put it together, and they went and he put it on the beat. I feel like that was a fire-ass story.
Bro, Pharrell is, like, he done laced so many. Like, dude, if you put a Pharrell playlist of bangers that he has produced, man, like, come on, man. Allure? Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, Pharrell, I mean, yeah. Nas Scarface Pharrell, y'all got right.
We got the whole list right. Now, for the final slot.
And Wu-Tang.
First ballot,
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, Wu-Tang. Yeah. For the final slot, we did something a little different. Because this is hard to categorize this person because they are no longer here. Mm. So their career was cut short. So this is half paying homage, as well as if you've been listening to the show for a long time, we are huge fans of this person. So for the final spot in memoriam, it's Nipsey Hussle. I feel like if there was a hip-hop Hall of Fame, he would be inducted this year. Whenever they did their shit, there would be a section dedicated to him. He would have his statue right there, or the little headpiece, whatever it's called.
The bust.
He would definitely be in there. So if we didn't do this, I feel like we'd be tripping if we missed this. You could argue a couple of other artists. Yeah, I know there's 10, 15 people you could say right here. We could sit here and argue all day till our eyes explode out of our fucking head. But to kill all of that and to make it simple, Nipsey Hussle has to go right here for what he's done, again, in and outside the booth. It's no question.
Yeah, I think rightfully so. Just based off the traumatic situation that happened and the effect that he was able to have, with some rappers, it's like they gain popularity post-mortem. With Nipsey, he was on an incline, I feel like, regardless. Like, he was going to be a much bigger, a bigger figure than a rapper once he was done.
Yeah.
That him, unfortunately, being killed accelerated that process and just his legacy overall. Like, I myself still find myself listening to music like, damn, not really believing that he gone.
Yeah,
that's
wild.
The whole cliche thing, because you think about it and you like it passed rather quickly, but then you still can listen to his music and just get to think about his interviews and all the shit that he was going to do. So he was such an impact on hip hop that I feel like there was not another way that we could have went.
And he was just getting started too, so to have that cut short, I feel like this made the most sense.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he didn't reach his peak. That's what's so sad about it.
That shit wild. It feel weird hearing this stuff still, though. That shit feel weird to me, though.
I listen to Blue Laces 2 at least 10 times a week.
Yeah, that's the shit.
Easily.
No question.
Yeah, it does feel weird listening to his shit.
Let us know what y'all think. Who would y'all induct? You know how we get down. 4 artists, 1 group, 1 producer, 1 influencer / executive. Leave your list in the comments on Deck TV Podcast on Instagram. Or you can go to Facebook in the Rap Chat group. Let us know. We got new music. What we got?
Yes, it's a new one. This next joint is from T Grizzly. It's called Satish. Satish. So check it out.
What does that mean?
We're about to find out.
They call being broke real. They call getting money fake. I gave you a bitch. Why you still looking at my date? I gave you some food. Why you still looking at my plate, nigga? They say they love us, but their love might be hate. I can't really tell the difference. Salt and sugar look the same. Look how they did Dex. Look how they did Blade. Look how they tried to do me, but got JB. Man, that jealousy so real. Man, that hate so deep. Man, that envy shit so real. You make it out these streets. You saw it wasn't me. A steel shot. What she do to you? We was just winning. Now I'm crying at your funeral. But every tear I shed, another 1,000 on your head, nigga. So now show your face and think I'm playing, nigga. Every tear I shed, another 1,000 on your head, boy. Now show your face and think I'm playing. AJB, I wish I was sitting outside with you and I was in that back with you. You know your favorite rapper wouldn't have never let them guys get you. I would have shot them, left them dying, leaking in the street. Wouldn't have ran with smoke the rocks and watched that man go to sleep. Hey, you think they came for her? Man, you know they came for me. They took my heart and my brains. Niggas know that I can't think. I'm playing with these drums. Niggas know I'm like Tay Keith. Eyes bloodshot red. Niggas know I ain't been asleep. But
all right, man, that was T Grizzly with Satish. I guess that's how we're saying it. How did you feel about that, sir?
I like the song. I like what T Grizzly is doing here because I feel like that he needed something to rejuvenate and motivate him. Mm. I haven't heard this type of T Grizzly really since First Day Out. And it's unfortunate that it's surrounded by tragedy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's feel like it's brought the best out of him.
Yeah. I like the song, too. I thought it was – I'm scared though, man. Like, he was saying a lot of incriminating stuff though. Like, if something were to happen,
ain't nothing gonna happen. Well, I feel like this.
I hope not.
I feel like
it's only incriminating if it happened.
I would feel like this. It may happen, but T Grizzly himself must personally know that he's insulated enough where it won't affect him. I feel like that he's a smart enough brother. I feel like, I don't know. But if he's going to put something like this on Wex, then if something does happen or if he initiated something happening,
he wouldn't have done
enough steps away from it tonight. This ain't.
I mean, yeah, nah, he might be a smart dude, but logic goes out the window when you emotional.
Mad. That's true. Right? I mean, when you're grieving, that's something different. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, I love the emotion in the song. I mean, you can clearly, it's a sad situation what happened to his aunt. Mm-hmm. You can just tell he was going pure off emotion on his song. So, I mean, it's good for the art. But we just hope, you know, nothing else tragic happens.
Yeah. And just again, to refresh, she was driving in apparently one of his trucks. Someone did a drive-by, shot the truck up, hit her. That was his aunt / manager, and she passed away. So just a refresher on that for those who didn't remember. Now, let's get to this question of the week. My guy, Ja Rule. Let's talk Ja Rule, man. One of the
Ja Rule. Somebody get Ja Rule on the phone.
Probably one of the most underrated discographies in rap.
Get the fuck out of here, man. I don't think I've never listened to a full Ja Rule.
Then you wouldn't know then.
I would know his shit.
Who gives a fuck what Ja Rule thinks at a time like this?
Get Ja Rule on the phone. People is dying.
You wouldn't know. Now, Ja Rule is re-releasing all of his previous albums as visual albums.
Bruh.
He made the announcement on Twitter. I can't wait.
He made the announcement at that Bucks game. You're just not hearing about it.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Nobody is looking forward to this. I'll go ahead and say it. No, not even necessarily me. But the idea is cool.
Not even necessarily me.
Not even necessarily me. What artists would you like to see actually do something like this, though?
Re-release their discography as video?
Yeah.
Easy answer is Jay-Z.
All right. Anybody other than a layup
right.
from Steph Curry?
I'm going Kendrick Lamar, though. I would love to see Good Kid, Mad City. Mm. I love To Pimp a Butterfly. I would love to see how those two would transition, and I would love to see how, damn, I feel like all three of them tell. You got the Good Kid, Mad City story is obvious. You have the black Afrocentric story from Good Kid, from Pimp a Butterfly.
Skip.
And you have the gritty L.A. street stories from Damn, and I feel like that would be fire. Right. Plus, he's good at his visuals anyways.
So. Yeah.
I love that.
That's actually, I'm here for that for sure. You can even go back to Section 80.
Oh, yeah. You can start there. That's really that would be great.
That should be hard. Mm-hmm. Mine is easy.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Let's hope it's not.
Because he says nothing really
I thought
visual.
You said no layups.
He doesn't paint pictures for real. So I hope
it's Master fucking P. That's who it is. Give me the ghetto dope motherfucking visual album. Mm. Give me The Last Dawn. Give me Only God Can Judge Me. I need all of that. Let's paint that picture. Let's get it, P. Call your boy. Lace me
there was a Last Dawn movie.
It was a movie. Please. That shit was ass.
It was bullshit because he was trying to be Italian.
Yes. Like an Italian come dad on, and bro. Shit. That shit was whack.
What? Like, come on.
No, but I actually like the Kendrick shit. You stole mine, so I had to make something up on
I
the
stole
back
yours. I had no idea you were going to just. Ja Rule need to give it up, man.
But that's a dope idea, though. That's a fire idea. Because you can repurpose
it. Is Irv Gotti producing these? Like, you should have just did this in a season of Tales.
I think this is better with artists who
if it wasn't Ja Rule.
No. I think it's better with artists who actually paint pictures in their music, like when they're rapping. Know, like Kendrick is a good one.
Yeah, that's
Cole. Yeah, I know who I would think be would be fire.
Cole would be dope.
I think Tip just put out a really dope visual with Teyana Taylor directing.
Really?
It's real hard.
What's
the
name of the song?
What is it called? Huh. Wipe Out Evil in You. It's a whole little mini movie they did.
I'll check it out. DMX.
DMX is a good one.
DMX would be had to be good. One.
Yeah, it's real good. Because you can just really see when you listen to people like DMX, you see what's going on.
Yeah, damn,
like when I heard that song, what's the song he was I'm slipping. I'm falling. Like, you can just see everything in that song. That's why I'm saying somebody like Master P wouldn't be good because he just talking shit.
No, you just hating.
No, I mean just talking shit. It's nothing realistic.
No. Don't do P like that though. Thank P don't
the
just
last time was just talking shit.
Okay, yes.
Okay, he was talking shit on that.
Yes.
But Ghetto D, you could paint a picture with Ghetto D.
Yeah, that might be one. But like UGK would be a good one in this.
Don't step on my idea. I'm writing the Ride and Dirty movie
right
now.
That's hard.
Yeah. I think A-Ball MJG would be a good one for this one, actually.
Coming out hard.
Well, we saw that in Hustlin' Flow.
That's true.
It's not really them, though. That's true. It's all light version. That's
true. But this is a dope idea, though. He obviously got this from Irv, like you said. I'm sure they've had. No, Irv gassed him and sold him on it. Can you imagine Irv selling that, though?
Dude.
That shit'll sound amazing.
All of them. We release all of them, fam.
And I'm sorry.
You produce it? Direct it?
That T.I. is a two-part video. One is You and the other one is Be There. And they put it together. Tiana Taylor did a really good job.
Is that are songs off his album? Tiana Taylor is super funny.
It's off of Dime Trap. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I seen her live.
She's a super dope director.
She funny as shit.
I heard, yeah. She been cooking with the behind the lens. Yeah, yeah.
She said her daughter be looking up her songs on live and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, on YouTube. And she like don't know how to type, but she asked Siri to look it up.
That's funny.
That shit was funny. And you know how she be dancing and shit in her video. She don't want her daughter to see it. Jesus Christ, they're bugging us.
Man. Real quick, on Decker of the Week, let's go to iTunes. Shout out to DP904.
Is that DDP?
No. DP904. He said the Snow School episodes are complete fire.
Thank you.
I don't traditionally write reviews, just wanted to leave this here. I've been rocking with you guys since you did an album review of Boosie's Touchdown to Cause Hell. I'm sorry you had to be introduced to us via
Boosie.
That's
a real fan right there.
I apologize.
I ride with you, BP, DP.
Then he finished, I sometimes get hot at you guys' takes, but you can't be right 100% of the time. Keep up the fly work.
Appreciate that, man. You're a Boosie fan. I'm fucking with you.
Shout out to the man, DP904. We appreciate the comment on iTunes. Y'all do us a favor. Go to iTunes, leave comments, man. Let us know what you like.
Man, you try to send that bullshit-ass Boosie and Zaytoven over there. Shit out of here, man.
I know DP904, you're not listening to that Boosie and Zaytoven.
Y'all don't like it.
Zaytoven not listening to that shit.
I know you're not listening to that.
Did you listen?
I ain't even press play.
No, I'm not fucking that. I'm not. I know what it sounds like. I don't need to hear it. I'm going to be real.
I thought Boosie was your guy.
He is. I'm not listening to him and Zay. This is not 2004, dude. I'm not.
Zaytoven still rocking.
I'm not subjecting myself to Zaytoven and Boosie. I'm not.
Zaytoven has a lot of hits but after 2004.
Does he?
Yes, he's very relevant.
Does Boosie? But just Boosie, though.
That's a question you should be asking. People still get stuff from Zaytoven.
904 is in Jacksonville. I'm assuming that's where DP is from.
So shout out
Duval? Jacksonville. Duval.
Duval.
Hey, what new music we got, man?
Last week we had a few aforementioned Badass Zay.
Did you listen to it?
I only listened to two songs.
What did you think?
It was decent, not bad. Mm-hmm. I like Zaytoven a lot, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't give the knock what you have with him, but I like him.
It's just that it's 2019. That's all. I don't have a lot.
People still get beats from Zaytoven.
Zaytoven got them beats.
Yeah, I don't know. Where have you been? I'm confused.
Boosie is the dated piece of the equation.
Have you heard of Beast Mode?
I'm not saying that he's not.
Have you heard of Beast Mode before?
Beast Mode.
It's Future.
Future. Yeah. How long ago was that?
The second one came out like last year.
Oh.
Yeah, so I mean.
What do you have, a song on there?
Oh, my God. People get beats from Zaytoven often. I don't know what Rocky's
doing. Hey, man, I don't want people to think that I'm knocking Zaytoven.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm just saying I don't want to hear a fully produced Zaytoven album with Bootsy in 2019.
Hey, songs I heard, they were dope. And I'm not the biggest
Bootsy
fan.
The two songs that you listen to.
But, I like Bootsy. I don't like Webby, but I like Bootsy.
Okay, that's fair.
Who else? So we had that song. We had Lil Tracy came out with Anarchy. And that's
Lil Tracy.
Sky Zoo and Pete Rock had one that came out as well.
Who was Lil Tracy?
I don't know.
Y'all never heard of Lil Tracy?
That's your cousin.
No, y'all never heard of Lil Tracy?
He from Atlanta?
No,
the West Side.
I know Tracy T.
That's fine.
That's who I'm thinking about.
Yeah,
you ain't them.
Yeah, that's not him.
What comes out this week, though?
This coming out this week is
shit.
People hitting that 15 on their little thing. Super hard.
You kept asking me questions about Beethoven.
Nobody, you gonna get to the album?
Nobody cares about any of these people that we just got to name.
No, speak for yourself. We care about Beethoven. He's a treasure.
He must be from Atlanta.
Kevin Gates, I'm Him is coming out this Friday.
That's a sophomore album, too.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, it's technically an album.
Really? Yeah, and Young M.A. is coming out with Her Story in the Making.
I don't believe it.
Yes, and you referenced someone earlier that's coming out?
Yay.
Oh, Sunday Service is supposedly coming out as well. Not really a rap album, but.
Did y'all see Young M.A. say she wasn't a lesbian?
Moving right along.
Yeah. She just said she liked girls.
I'm not going to. So do I'm I. not even going to get in that.
That's what she said, fam.
I'm not gonna get in the car with the L's, the G's, the B's, and the T's. I'm not getting in that car.
Definitely letting that car pass.
Letting that car right by. I'm not doing it. I'm not touching it. Do whatever makes you happy.
Go ahead.
Shout out to you, man. That Jesus is King comes out Friday.
It's not a rap album.
I'm going to give it one listen. Because if it sounds like...
Are we talking about gospel? I just want to... You're opening this lane. So when I'm missing my R&B projects, you're just opening Pandora's box.
If it sounds like Jesus Walks or Reborn on Kid See Ghost.
It's not.
If it sounds like Reborn on Kid See Ghost, then I'm ordering hoodies, T-shirts, hats, the whole nine.
Y'all also listened to that expeditiously where he was talking about going to the...
Yes,
Sunday service.
That was hilarious.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, T.I.'s hilarious. That was funny.
Was it? Yeah. He came into his own on there.
Yeah, that gospel. It's a gospel album.
Yeah, fuck.
So, yeah.
Is that, about that. So that's all?
That is it.
So it's slow motion out here in these
slow
streets,
slow motion.
Guys.
People are gearing up for that fourth quarter.
Absolutely. What you got on deck for the weekend?
I am restarting my Stone Mountain journey.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. Getting back.
You gonna wait till it get cold?
To go up to the mountain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the weather for it. Nice, crisp weather.
Yeah.
Why? What made you stop? It was too hot.
Yes. Man.
Have you ever been to the top?
Fuck. Come on.
No, you said journey like you've never done it. I'm confused.
Nah, I'm just restarting it. I stopped.
Oh, just gonna keep going up top. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
You
join me?
Anytime.
All right.
Yeah, shit, like I can run that bitch up backwards. You feel me?
Nigga fell out the first time.
Humpty Dumpty.
Nigga literally fell out.
You fell out the first time?
Yes.
Hell nah, man.
Fucking lie.
Nigga, I ran that shit
nigga
like
was
light.
Dead.
The hell you talking about?
Got to the top of
man, you know, you done been to the top before? Yeah. You know how they had to drive the little truck for people to fuck on? They had to drive the truck up there.
Stop.
To drive the little emergency truck up there, dude.
You couldn't go. You couldn't get back down on y'all
easily. That shit was layup. That was a layup.
I had to put that nigga in the back. I had to stretch and everything, dude.
Man, this weekend is quiet. I won't have any new music to listen to, so that's fucked up.
Listen to that on Sunday.
No music.
Go ride.
No movies out right now. I'm hot about that. I'm waiting on that Joker. I do have a new book though. I finished that Rick Ross. I have a new book. It is called A Sense of Urgency.
The Malcolm Gladwell book.
No. But
you
that
ain't mean no Malcolm Gladwell.
That sounds like a dope book.
We were talking
too,
about
though.
That earlier this week.
I might start that after this one, but I'm gonna try to run through this one.
Wait, what's the name of this?
A Sense of Urgency.
Who wrote it?
I don't know the author off the top of my head, but I got the hard copy. It's my first hard copy book in a long time because I usually get the shit on the iPad.
What is it about?
It's about having a sense of urgency.
Jesus, give the people something.
I haven't started it yet.
Jesus.
I'm gonna crack it open.
What
this
made
weekend.
You want to read it, Miss?
No, Mr. it's business entrepreneurship.
Okay,
that's all.
Say that. It's business entrepreneurship book.
Yeah.
For people that
it's not a nonfiction or nothing crazy, like no shit like that.
Yeah, that's all he was asking.
Just be a little bit.
Shed some light on what you're reading.
I'll be a little bit more descriptive.
After
thank you.
This weekend. What do you have on deck, sir?
H. Christ. this weekend, I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. It's still going to be a random weekend for me. I am not sure at the moment.
Who the Falcons play?
Where we going not to? Sure. Where we going to Thursday, man? Where we watching the game at?
Oh, y'all teams play Thursday?
Yeah.
Yes. My injured Eagles are
y'all
playing.
Already copping please?
Yeah.
They're injured.
Jesus.
They're injured. Hey, I'm not talking about for this game.
Injuries are part of football.
That
bro.
20 point W won't mean shit, but you talking about these
injuries. They won't
win
by 20 point, I guarantee that.
Where we going, man? We got to go some cauliflower wings.
Y'all going to Twin Peaks?
That's I'll actually fuck with not Twin bad. Peaks. Actually not bad. But I do have I forgot I
he got something to do.
We'll figure it out.
I'll be at home,
Mr.
y'all.
Mr. Busy got
game,
something
man.
To do.
No. We're going to go to a bar.
Oh, I forgot. Last minute, I got this lecture that I have down there.
No, we're going to go to a bar for sure. All
right.
Yeah, no, I just got to figure out which one we're going
to
go to.
Man, y'all do us a favor. Go to patreon.com/realville. Support The Real. Check out all the bonus content that we got popping. New shit coming very soon. Yes. Don't forget, man, leave us a comment on iTunes. Let us know what TV show y'all want us to hit up, man. Somebody made a suggestion for Power. Unfortunately, I don't watch Power. I haven't watched this in season 3.
Yeah. I should have got off at season 3. I'm mad.
Not subjecting myself.
I'm mad that I'm only still in it because I've been watching.
Also, it's not good time. Now.
Hell no.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Power fell off at season 3.
I'm out of there.
It started off strong.
First two seasons were great.
Yeah, they were tough.
But now it's like they're cramming too much in. You know,
Y'all let us know about the TV, man. We're trying to do another rendition of some form of Snow School. Then y'all go to the YouTube page and watch. They're dropping the same day as the iTunes now. We did that for you guys.
Absolutely.
And leave comments there. Leave comments, engage, and do the great things that we want you to do so we can build this network up.
Yeah. And also, man, you know, y'all see us out, man. Y'all want autographs. Don't be afraid to run up
on
the kid.
Oh, my God.
But now I want to give a shout out to a
and part, he was serious.
A
though.
Great part.
He was not joking.
Great part of the cassette ATL parties that Hannah and Kenny Burns have been thrown, have been phenomenal for them from what I hear.
Cassette?
Yes, a cassette, like a tape cassette. They call it cassette ATL. They do it once a month. I'm definitely going to check it out next month.
Shout out Kenny Burns.
Yeah.
Kenny Burns be shaking it, man.
Kenny Burns, Hannah Kane.
Definitely does. He need to come holler at us.
Hey, man. Yeah, we'll see y'all next go round. And Mr. Hanky party around the corner, too.
Yes, that is.
What, next house
on the,
party.
Yeah, on the 4th, right?
October 4th. Shout out to Mr. Hanky, man. Y'all go check that episode if you did not. And we'll see y'all next week.
Appreciate you.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.